This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Members of the Colorado National Guard are in Eastern Europe participating in the Defender Europe exercise. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Coming to the Baltics is nothing new for Ryan King, who's been with the Colorado National Guard for the last 2 years. When he was active duty in the Army, he spent a year in Lithuania and Estonia, also for different exercises. He says working with partner allies is important.
Getting to learn how to communicate better with them and perform operations together with them, that big piece there is the most important, because it's if you try to go into that without any prior experience or information to go on, then it'd be quite a mess.
King serves as a combat medic with the Guard. He and several other Colorado Guard members were watching as others on the team worked with a unit out of Oklahoma and the Estonian military to fire artillery rockets at targets in the Baltic Sea on Monday. In Saaremaa, Estonia, I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Get ready for 5 years of construction on Interstate 70 near Idaho Springs. The Colorado Department of Transportation is preparing to expand I-70 with a new toll lane that starts at Floyd Hill. From there, the lane will go west for about 7 miles. CDOT's Kurt Kianka says it will eliminate a notorious pinch point that currently slows traffic.
This project has the potential to reduce travel time by over an hour through the project area during peak travel times.
The lane expansion and other improvements are scheduled to kick off next spring. Colorado's unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.6% in April. That's the lowest it's been in more than 2 years. Leisure and hospitality added the most private sector jobs. The labor force participation rate rose to almost 70%. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.